You want one?
No, thanks. I think you should also stop now. That's your third one.
Excuse me if I don't feel like being sober right now.
This isn't a joke.
We put a woman in jail, and she died while in custody, and we got her convicted in absentia, all for a crime she didn't commit. Trust me, no one knows how serious this is more than me.
So?
So?
What are we going to do? We have to tell the judge and have the investigation reopened.
And what good will that do?
People will know this is not your fault. Cynthia is the one who confessed to a crime she didn't commit. This isn't on us.
You are too smart to be this naive. That won't change how we'll look when a grieving son stands on a podium and blames us for his mother's death. Our careers will be over. All those years in law school. The late nights for nothing. You'll be lucky if you get a job as a tele-lawyer.
An innocent woman is dead, Pumla. And you want us to just cover this whole thing up like nothing happened?
Of course not. I want us to take a night and think about what to do next. We need to move carefully. We can't just tell people she's innocent until we find out who killed her husband. Who was she protecting? We need to start by interviewing the son first thing tomorrow.
Fine, I think I'll have that drink now.
Well, don't look at me. Get it yourself.
Can I get you something to drink?
Don't bother. She won't be staying long.
Smanga, don't be rude.
No, he's right. I just wanted to ask you a few questions and I'd be out of your way.
Yeah, would appreciate that. We're at the funeral service and everything.
Sorry, I didn't know. How's that going?
Like you care. Can you just tell me what you want?
I'm just trying to tie up some loose ends from the case file. And I was hoping you could give me some clarity around the days leading up to your father's murder.
What do you want to know?
Was your mother acting strangely? Did she and your father have a fight about anything?
No, everything was normal.
And what about money? Were they having any financial issues or unpaid debts?
No. What's this about?
And when last did you see your father alive, if you don't mind me asking?
Before I went to the wedding, I used to help a friend who did catering at events. I mean, I've already answered these questions. The police have my statement. Unless if the police don't even know that you're here.
Like I said, this is deep background. Just before we close the case.
Like, I have nothing to say. You people already have dragged my mother's name through the mud, and now, boom.
Smug.
Don't say my name. Don't you dare say my name. Get out.
Thank you so much for your time.
Was that really necessary, Smang?
Yes. I don't even know why you told her she could come here without talking to me first.
She's just doing her job.
How about you do your job and support me? How about that?
Jeez. I'm sorry.
Whatever. I'm going to take a shower. We need to get going.
Hey.
Hey, I didn't hear you come in.
Yeah, I came in late last night and had to get in an early morning. You were still asleep when I left.
Yeah, I had some wine and I was out like a light.
I counted 3 bottles in the trash.
What? Am I being watched now?
Of course not. I was just saying.
Saying I'm a drunk.
Don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say that.
Whatever. Are you coming to the doctor today?
Is that today?
Yes, it's today, Pumla. We have to find out if you can at least carry a child. And the sooner, the better. Or is something more important than us starting our family?
Can we not do this?
Do what?
Turn every conversation into an argument. It's tiring.
Wanted us to start a family. The appointment is at 1 p.m. I hope you'll be there.
It's just that. Lebo? Lebo? Hello? Hello? This woman.
Yazi, I've been thinking ukuthi ngizothini ngoma. I've written down some words, but what can you say about losing someone, really? I've been trying not to think about how she died alone in a cell in front of strangers. And I've been wondering if she knew how she was loved. I'd been planning to go see her that week, but I just hadn't had time. I feel terrible. Really, I feel terrible about that. And when I'm not thinking about that, I start thinking about other things. Memories like how she'd always say, everything is more complicated than you think. And there's nothing more important than sacrificial love. I've always been thinking about this time when I was a kid and she wanted to buy herself a new set of blades, and she worked and saved up for months, but she didn't get the blades. She got me a book instead of short stories. I recently found that book again and started reading it again. There's this story of a man walking around life just like I was for the longest of time. Numb, not present. He gets into an accident as he hitchhikes, and the driver of the car he's in dies immediately. But somehow he makes it, and the story ends with him in the hospital, ready to start a new life. A life where he is more present. I say unto thee, rise up and walk. None of your bones are broken. I feel broken. My bones feel broken. Broken right now. But one day, Mama, I will honor your life by walking again.
It was a lovely service. What are you doing here? You're not welcome.
Is that you talking or Smanga? That was quite a speech you gave up there.
It was his mother. What did you expect?
Were they that close?
Yes. And what's with all the questions?
I just need to question anybody Cynthia might have been close to. In the same time leading up to the incident, make sure that there isn't anything we're missing.
Have you spoken to... you know what? Never mind.
What? Talk to me.
No, it's nothing. I shouldn't have said anything.
Z, if there's something, anything, you know you can tell me.
There's nothing really to tell. And even if there was, why would I tell you?
Take out your bag and give me 10 rand.
No, why?
Just take out your bag and give me 10 rand.
My God, you're so pushy. Here, take it.
This is a retainer. I'm your lawyer now. Everything you tell me is protected by attorney-client privilege.
You're serious?
Yes. Now, what do you know? Was anything strange happening leading up to the time Cynthia killed your father-in-law?
There was a man, Mr. Mkize. Cynthia might have been seeing him on the side.
Are you sure about this?
I'm not sure about anything.
Well, that doesn't help me, does it now?
Smanga mentioned it one time when he was drunk. I don't know all the details. I just know he's a teacher.
Mr. Mkize, you said?
Yes. Now you can go. I know you've made yourself my lawyer and everything, but I really don't want to be seen with you.
Thank you. You've been a great help. I'll be in touch.
I'd prefer it if you aren't.
This late night drinking at the office must come to an end. Old habits die hard. I thought you'd be at the memorial service. I tried calling you.
I had to go somewhere with the madam. Besides, it's not really normal to attend the memorial of someone you convicted. Best I stay away.
Yeah, makes sense.
How did it go?
It was a very moving service, actually.
I don't care about that. Did you get any leads on who Cynthia might have been taking the fall for?
Well, according to the girlfriend, Cynthia was having an affair.
And did the husband know?
I'll know soon enough.
She gave you a name?
What can I say? She couldn't resist my charm. And you? Is everything okay?
My wife is demanding that I carry a baby for her. As if I don't have enough going on.
And are you gonna do it?
What choice do I have?
It's your body. Of course you have a choice.
You wouldn't accept a man forcing you to have a child.
Sometimes you just have to do some things to keep the peace.
Sounds like a lot.
I know, right? Never get married, Zora.
But I think you'll be a great mother.
Really?
Really.
I don't think so. When I was young, something happened. Something with a boy. I was so afraid that I'd disgrace my family that I ran away. I lived with my aunt, and 9 months later, a baby was born. A boy. I never held him. I didn't even get to give him a name. My aunt took him and gave him away to the orphanage. The one right up Smith Street. A few months later, I was back home, back at school, and it was as if nothing happened.
And now you're not sure you want to have a child again. I get that.
No, that's not it. I want to have a child. I want that more than anything, but I can't. My pregnancy was very hard, and after I gave birth, the doctors told me my body was not strong enough to handle it. That I was broken. How do I tell the woman I love that I can't give her kids?
The truth. You just tell her the truth.
The truth. The truth is a luxury I can't afford.